Thank you. Such a powerful word. Thank you. Even Jesus uses that word when he relates to the Father. I give you thanks, Father, of heaven and earth. Everything that Jesus does is giving thanks to the Father, because the Father is gracious, he's kind, he's merciful. And every time you have a cause to be able to say thank you, there's something inside that heals inside of you. Every time that you're able to give thanks, especially to give thanks to God, there's something inside that heals inside of you. But yet, we are so independent. We want to do everything on our own. We don't want anyone to do anything for us, because we got this. We can do it all on our own. That causes ingratitude, and that causes woundedness rather than healing, because you never get a chance to say thank you. So in order for us to say thank you, we need a cause. We need a reason to be able to say thank you, Jesus. Thanks be to God. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We need a cause. And that cause is healing. The vision of God is that he would gather all his children again. All the scattered sheep he wants to bring into his fold, into the fold, into the embrace of his arms. That is God's vision. And so he sends his son on a mission. It's a mission to heal the brokenhearted and to recognize that sinners have to be reconciled to the Father and to one another. It is the mission of Christ. And he gives thanks to the Father for allowing him to be the one who sent on this mission. We need God to heal us so that we can say thank you. And when we're able to thank God for healing us and reconciling us and giving us his peace, then what comes from that is trust. How many times do we say, I don't trust God? We even say, Jesus, I trust in you, but we really in our hearts don't. We trust in ourselves. We're so self-reliant that you can trust in yourself. I tell everyone, I don't even trust in myself because of the effects of sin, because of the effects of the wounds that it causes. At times, we can be selfish, self-righteous, self-absorbed. At times, we want to do something good, but for selfish reasons. I don't trust you. I trust in the Lord because he has healed me. And once the Lord heals you and recognizes that you have been reconciled to him and to one another, you will be filled with joy, gratitude, thanksgiving. That's what the Eucharist means, thanksgiving. And you will trust in the Lord. So if you want to trust in the Lord, which I beg and pray we all want to trust in the Lord, then this is the formula that we must follow. We must give God permission and authority to heal our woundedness. We all go to physicians, and we have to sign a waiver to the physician to be able to perform a procedure on us, to examine us. Well, God is the divine physician, and he too needs your permission to be able to operate on you. to heal your broken heart, to heal the effects of your sins, to restore you to good health and to his loving friendship. God needs your permission, and God will heal you. He will reconcile you, and you will thank him for it. You will thank him because he healed you. And then you will begin to build trust in the Lord, because every time God heals you and every time you say thank you, you will trust him, and you will trust him more. That every time you will trust, that you will go back to God to heal and recognize that you need to be reconciled to him and to one another, then he will perform the healing, and you will thank him, and you will learn to trust him more and more from the bottom of your heart. Naaman needed to be reconciled to God. He didn't only need physical healing, he needed spiritual healing. He was worshiping false gods. And when the Lord not only heals his physical ailment, but he heals his faith, his spirit, his woundedness, he is filled with gratitude. And he trusts now only in God and God alone. Today we hear of those lepers. They were healed, only physically, but their woundedness still remained with them, and they remained scattered. They didn't trust in the Lord. But the one that realized that not only was he physically healed, but that something inside of him changed. He was not the same person. There was something about him that was different. And he recognized that. And he went running back to the Lord to give thanks and praise. And the second that he said thank you, even more healing happened inside of him. And he trusted in the Lord. We must do the same. We trust in ourselves, and we can't trust in this world, because this world can't heal you. We need to be forgiven, and only Jesus can do that. We need to trust in the Lord, that the Lord one day will come back again and take us to himself, so that the vision of God to unite all his family once again in our real homeland in heaven, we need to trust that God is going to fulfill that for us at the end of our days. So let God heal you. Give him the permission to heal you. And you will thank him for it. And you will be able to say, Jesus, I now trust in you.